Paul, how are you?
Jason, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. 4 years in a row, your club has went to nationals, and 4 years in a row, you've come away victorious. How would this one rank compared to the other ones? Easier, harder, same?
They're all different. I mean, they're all a challenge. You're up against the the best university teams from across Canada. We had a tough go to win the gold medal against the University of Ottawa GGs. They put up a good fight, and we squeaked out a win with a one-goal spread. So certainly had to work for it.
How many players do you lose this year?
We have half the team is new this year. We have 9 new faces on the roster. So that certainly made it a little extra challenge to win nationals again. It takes a while to integrate the new with the old, but they did that, and they came along really well. It's the life of a university team to have a lot of turnover from year to year.
So will you have half the team turn over again next year?
I think we've got 6 girls graduating, okay. So a little less, but still about a third of the team graduates this year.
Now, Paul, outside of that, your ringette club and the girls themselves, you guys have had your annual ringette tournament every year at West Edmonton Mall, and you raise, basically $100,000 a year for cancer research. It's coming up, I know, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at West Edmonton Mall, and I know we have our annual fun game. We've got a lot of ex-pro players and stuff coming out with some media guys to play the U of A ringette girl team. But just talk about kind of, how did this idea develop, and are you amazed at how 18 girls are able to coordinate and raise $100,000?
It's stunning to think that 18 university girls can pull an event like this off. This is the 6th year that we've been doing this event. And as you said a moment ago, we've raised the better part of $500,000 so far. And we're going to hopefully add another $100,000 onto the total this year. The event started off years ago just as a one-off media game that actually you helped us get the very first one going. And we raised $500 at that first event, and from there it just kept growing. We've added on, and we've got other teams involved, and it's now evolved into a 3-day event at West Edmonton Mall that involves about 400 ringette players from all across Alberta, and it's grown into quite the event. So had I thought that it would ever get this big, no, I never thought it would grow into this, but it just keeps getting bigger and better each year.
It started at 500 the first year. Now in year 5, you're at 100,000.
That's correct. Yes.
That's a pretty big jump. What does your team do to raise all that money? How do you go about it?
Oh, the whole variety of things. I mean, there's online pledges that are raised. Some of the teams that are participating help raise money. The raffles, silent auctions. People can donate if they go to ringettescoresoncancer.ca. There's a donate now link they can go to. So it's not from any one thing. It's really a collection of a whole bunch of different sources that add up to be a big number.
Paul Hockey, coach for the U of A Ringette Club. The girls are winning their 4th consecutive national championship. And now, how many teams you got in the tournament this year?
There's a total of 20 teams in the tournament from all across Alberta. We've got a handful from down south, so even south of Calgary and Hinton, and Fort McMurray is sending a team. So it's very well represented from all across Alberta, which is really interesting to see. And it involves kids from as young as 8 years old, all the way up to about 16 years old. And last year, in fact, it was a 10-year-old girl that I think was the top individual fundraiser of the event, raising the better part of $4,000. The old-fashioned way, just $20 here, $20 there. So you have to give some real credit to these youngsters that get out and really bust their butt to do a really wonderful job for a great cause.
Yeah, it is outstanding, Paul. And with your program, now that you're 4-time defending national champion, are all the best ringette players coming out hoping to go to University of Alberta?
Yes. I mean, we've certainly come a long way from where we were 11 years ago when we started, and nobody really wanted to play for us back then. But, success breeds success, and it's certainly been a lot easier to recruit players. And I think most of the girls that are in post-secondary, whether it's U of A or Grant McEwen, really look at our team as something that they want to aspire to play on. There's a really good scholarship program now. There's $50,000 in scholarships available to the girls on the team. So that's made a big difference as well. And it's a real experience. I mean, they're only in university for a short period of time in their life, and they have to be at school to play on our team. So it's an opportunity that most of them really relish if they get the chance to be picked for the team.
And what time does the tournament get going?
It starts at 6 o'clock on Friday, and it runs through all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and it ends at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. It's free, so if people want to come down and watch some ringette or place some bids, there's a whole host of things that we've got on the go. We've got some Oiler jerseys, and we've got a bunch of other hockey stuff, and there's just a ton of really interesting things that people would be able to bid on, silent auction, buy raffle tickets, and so on. So, but I'd invite everybody to come down Sunday afternoon, 1:30, to West Edmonton Mall. It's free, and watch the University girls take on Jason and company. It's always a very entertaining game, and it's one of the highlights of the year, certainly when we get to watch the wannabe boys play the ringette girls. It's always great fun. So, you know.
Well, I know Nilsson's been working out, says he's in best shape of his life. So he mastered the backhand top shelf last year, so he'll be looking to do that again. He has a big advantage when he gets the ring on his stick at 6'6". It's pretty much impossible to knock it off. So.
Yes, the girls struggle a bit with the physical strength against some of the boys when, we're getting the two sticks in a ring. And I think the highlight was David Peltier doing a triple axel or something at center ice last year after he scored a goal. That was that certainly brought in rave reviews as well.
Yeah, he'll be back this year. He's fired up because he feels that he's been practicing more. So that should be good.
Yeah. Now we're having to dress a tough girl because I understand Louis DeBrusque is coming too. So we're kind of taking a survey in the dressing room to see which girl's the toughest is going to take him on, drop the gloves, you know.
Well, as you know, Louis says he's more of a lover than a fighter now, but you never know. Now, you guys have had it in the past, the U of A summer camp. Is that does your registration open up for that, and when is it?
Yeah, we run 3 weeks of summer camps in August. People want details, they can go to universityringette.ca. It's all there. Registration opened this week, and it always fills up relatively quickly. So if people are interested, we have camps in St. Albert and Sherwood Park and Leduc. There's lots of choices, and all the details are on the website. And it's just a great way for people who have daughters involved in ringette, or even new people that wanting to look into the sport. Have your daughters coached, taught for a week. The camp runs 9 to 4 every day, so for a whole week you can have your kids taught by national champion ringette players.
That's universityringette.ca?
Correct, yes.
Universityringette.ca. I know Steve and a few other guys were asking, so we'll send that link out. Paul, once again, congratulations to you and your team on winning, but more importantly, great job by the girls to raise over $100,000. So that'll put you, over $500,000?
Yep, we should be not too far away from $600,000 by the time this weekend is done. We've already raised the better part of $50,000, I understand, is sort of the running total at the moment, so we're halfway to our goal, and Things should look pretty good to get us not far from $600,000 altogether raised so far.
Well, Paul, congratulations. Great job. We'll see you on Sunday. But, man, try not to rig the sticks. At least give us sticks that actually are ribbed on the bottom, okay? We've caught on to giving us the crap sticks. That doesn't work.
We will make sure that you get good sticks. And, Jason, thank you very much. You've been involved in this Ringette Scores on Cancer event since day one. You've been a very strong supporter and helping us accomplish things. So I just want to make sure that that's recognized as well. And we're very appreciative of your ongoing efforts in that regard.
No problem, Paul. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Okay. Talk to you later.